The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
This is a reading of the Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah had appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has risen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Herod, it doesn't mean he likes Jesus. He's scared because he killed John Baptist. He has no peace of mind. He just makes sure this person, so alive, so attracting people, there must be another John alive. So he's afraid, it's a fear. So when we want to look for God with out of hate, out of fear, you will never find God. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. What road, what way? You know, the way of Jesus is the only way. Way of the cross. And that's why, years ago, the book of Ecclesiastes says, vanity of vanity, all things are vanity. People say, it sounds very Buddhist phrase, no? The Buddhist. Well, practically it's the same. Because the Buddhist human reaction towards life is really horrible. Not even that time, even today. Vanity is vanity, all is vanity. But for Christians, if a double meaning, when we say vanity means all earthly things, all worldly things are vanity. It doesn't keep God in your heart. Even you have a good, the best dress, the best house, the best car, you won't feel that kind of peace. God doesn't stay there. If we follow God, that's yesterday, there's the reading. It's the book of the wisdom. We ask the Lord. The author says, Lord, don't give me much richness, nor poverty. Because he explained, if too rich, I may forget about you. I find myself powerful. But let me too poor. Otherwise, I will steal things from the others. I will hurt. I will break your commandments. Just give me enough. And that's life, normal life is. I don't mean that you don't have to work hard for security, for more money in the bank. But that's not the aim of life. You can work hard. But first of all, follow Jesus. His way. Many times when we follow money, we forget about family. We look for friends, you forgot about the children. You lose. You gain worldly things, and you lose the real heart of a family. Family love. Many times, I know many Christians, they are well off, but they are not exactly happy. Why? Because their heart is there. So recently, there is a young man. He is very capable, because today is the modern work. No, if a mobile phone, iPhone 6, and they try to keep on buying more and selling more for money. But I told them, this is not the best business to do. Of course, you can gain some money. But once you enter up into this looking, yearning for, then you lose God. That's why it's called vanity is vanity, all is vanity. If there's no God, you won't have this kind of peace. Peace, not living, God doesn't live in poverty, no. Jesus, his whole life, you say poor? Not exactly. It's a poor. But it's not poor. His friends, he managed to help people. He has a heart to forgive. He has a heart to carry the sick people. He has a heart to pray. That's his richness. And that's we are all called. That Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth. No one comes to the Father except through me. So if you live like Jesus and not a Jesus, then we are on the way. We are sure. God bless us. Don't complain. Many people, they say, Father, I'm very blessed because I don't have much. He knows that if he says much, he will fall into the trap. He will forget about God. He will never come to church. Even health. I saw many people come to church because they have got a bad health. They come to, first of all, they pray for health. And then, gradually, they change the attitude of life. In the past, they thought they are very strong. But only God let you feel, not that you want or not you want. You trust whatever. That's why Jesus gave the law to do the will of the Father. If right now, the will of the Father, you be sick, thank the Lord. Through sickness, you can share the sickness of humanity. You can pray for. That's important. Our life is not for yourself. One another. We're related. You're one family. You're one body of Christ. So don't live as if you're single. You're single, yes. You're alone, yes, you're alone. But you're not alone. You have the heart of Jesus. Jesus is always alone. But he has a heart. The heart of God the Father. He's always prayerful, forgiving. So learn from this. And this is the way. And this is how we can have this. When we say praying for church unity. When we have true unity of the Lord, I'm sure other Christians will on the same way. If each one of us live in the will of God. So today we pray that we really understand that we are all called to be one body, one spirit in the Lord.